It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. I'm your host, Joe Canale, and it's your daily sports dump for today, March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. Aaron Gobra, and the rest. All right. We actually have some things happening in the world of sports, so that's unusual for right now. So let us get to the jokes, if I can click it. Yes, I can. Thank you, Quincy, for most of these jokes. Well, in football, according to sources, this is big. Tom Brady expected to sign with Tampa Bay. Now, the signing apparently is a result of being dared by teammates to find out what it's really like to live amongst Trump voters. So we'll see how that works out. In more free agent news, Philip Rivers signed a one-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts. Finally, someone in Indiana having more sex than Mike Pence. Oh, boy, folks. We're all being affected by this, and not to make light, but Kevin Durant was one of four Nets players to test positive for the coronavirus. No word yet on if his burner account has it, but he does at this point. Durant said he was going to name the other three players to test positive, but the only Nets players he's ever heard of are himself and Kyrie Irving. Speaking of Irving, thanks to him, all of his teammates who have tested positive, at least they have experience of playing with a virus, so they should be okay. In more of the football news, the Panthers signed Teddy Bridgewater to a three-year deal today, and you know what? Nothing makes more sense for a team that can't block than a quarterback with one good leg. That's a deep dive there, folks. I'm trusting Quincy on that one, but I do believe Teddy Bridgewater has some bad leg history. And as I mentioned before, folks, due to the concerns about coronavirus, or coronacerns, as I've just decided to call them, the UFC has postponed its next three events. Now, President Dana White said he wants to reassure fans that they won't be allowed to come back until such time as things return to normal, when the only thing that you'll be able to catch at a UFC fight is hepatitis. And we've got more than an and, folks. Jason Whiffen. This is a night version, folks, so it's been a long day. That's why I'm leaving the mistakes in. Keep it pure. And I don't want to go back. But Jason Witten, you know him, he left the Cowboys to sign with the Raiders. The one-year deal, $4.75 million, plus $1,500 a month in Social Security. So that's nice, retiring to Vegas like so many of us do. We got big news about the podcast, quite a bit today, actually, ladies and gentlemen. We got a listener from Kansas in the past 2 weeks. Now, as you may or may not know, we are trying to get at least one download from every state so we can stop doing the podcast. Or, hopefully, we'll have sold for $1 million before that point. That's our going rate at this time. Because people are just snapping up sites like ours. If you don't believe me, don't research it. Please, do not research it. But we got Kansas, which we didn't have until recently. So, congratulations from Kansas. We got a listener, or at least we claim to, just like Kansas basketball is going to claim they won this year's NCAA title. If you haven't been paying attention, check it out with Bill Self. How is he still coaching? He must have something under that toupee there that he's holding over everybody's head, including his own. We got more jokes. I'm sorry. I didn't know we had more jokes. This is about our Kansas listener. Now, we hope to provide some entertainment for you out there now that you're stuck inside without anything fun to do, or as you probably call it, living in Kansas. Oh, that's to the listener. They go outside a lot more in Kansas than you'd think. This joke was written by a Texan, by the way. Now, we do assume our listener is a KU fan and not a K-State fan because this podcast is only available via the internet. I'll go with that one. A guy once told me Manhattan, Kansas is one of the worst cities in the world. Some improv guy. So I took his word. Those are the jokes for today, folks. But we're not done. Oh, no. We've got more than just jokes today. Although it's all kind of jokes in different contexts, hopefully. But we have some announcements. I'll give the announcement after this next segment, which, as you may have anticipated, is our mock draft update. Now, folks, I know you might be sad, but we're not going to be doing this every day until the draft anymore, and here's why. We are getting closer to the draft, and so these mock drafts are actually, while not quite relevant, are almost on the cusp of maybe being close to relevant. So we'll do these a couple more times, but ultimately, the NFL year starts tomorrow. We're already seeing transactions being announced. So then teams will actually, in the NFL, have their mock draft boards. They don't have those yet because there's a lot of other stuff to go on. They have some rankings, but they got to move their boards around. So likewise, we're going to move our boards around and move this bit around and maybe eliminate it altogether. Who knows? But we are doing one for today, and I'd also like to announce that I will be dropping my one and only mock draft, a full 7-round draft. Trust me, I don't want you to look at my whole draft either, and you won't have to once you hear it. On April 20th, the Monday before the draft, 4:20, I don't think there's anything else going on that day, so I'm going to drop my mock draft on 4:20, right before the real draft. Please text me, tweet me, if there's anything else I need to pay attention to on that date. Moving on, for our actual mock draft update, which we're going to do, we're going to Old Faithful, CBS Sportsline with their mock draft central. This is Tom Fornelli's draft. Now, I will point out that Tom's draft, mock draft dropped before any of these transactions with the quarterbacks happened today. So keep that in mind as I abridge this mock draft. A lot has changed since my last mock draft, both on and off the field in the world of football. Well, actually, a lot has changed since this mock draft. So it's already kind of moot, this mock draft. But I will read one more sentence. Using all that information, here's my best guess to what it would look like right now. Here's some editorializing. Even though the actual draft won't be occurring for 6 weeks. Okay, felt good to get that out. And that was what could be our very last, probably not our last, because, you know, Mel's going to drop one. We got to get on that. But our last daily mock draft update. Stay tuned for mine, 4:20, April 20. Because the draft is actually happening. So this is the one thing now we have in the world of sports that we can actually pay attention to. And it's going to get even more attention than it normally does, which we all know is more attention than it needs. Another announcement. On Mondays, we are going to be opening a new segment called Mondays with Mike. I haven't told him this yet, but this is my brother's segment. He's going to send me some... Now, to relax, and this might be something for all you folks out there, for relaxation, what my brother likes to do is go onto baseballreference.com and make spreadsheets about players from the turn of the century. Not this century, the last century. So he has things like the 10 best second basemen who aren't in the Hall of Fame. Stuff like that. And we can ask him questions like, give me the best team not in the Hall of Fame against the worst team in the Hall of Fame. And he'll give us a spreadsheet on that. And we'll do some segments on that every Monday until he decides to quit. So at least one. Mondays with Mike. That's a baseball segment coming up next week. And now also, I got to tell you, things change quickly in this world. And I told you guys, if you listen, that I overpromised with this bit. And quite frankly, since the world has changed so much, I'm giving myself permission to not eliminate this idea, but to adapt it. Because if sports aren't coming back for 8 weeks, you don't want to hear me do 8 weeks of fake broadcasts. But what I will give you is content. No promise of anything more than that. In fact, here's some content right now. I'm not saying it's all going to be at that level. And hopefully most of it will be better than that. But quite frankly, that counted as content. And that's all I'm promising you folks. Hopefully I can now overperform that promise because it's a pretty shitty promise, quite frankly. But that's my promise to you. And now, in the spirit of that, I'm going to give you one of the last, at least for a while, of these reenactments of actual events, or at least imagined events, or any kind of events, I guess, if you have those two. This is a one further high school sports humiliation that I was involved in, and I will call this from the perspective of just a guy, for some reason, watching high school soccer tryouts. Why a gentleman would be doing that is, you know, that's a whole nother question. But here comes a very brief broadcast of when I tried out for the soccer team in either 11th or 12th grade. It really doesn't matter. Hello, folks, and welcome to Roy C. Ketchum Varsity Soccer Tryouts. I'm Roy C. Ketchum Jr. You may know me from calling the basketball games and being the son of Roy C. Ketchum Sr., owner of Roy C. Ketchum Motors, Myers Corners Road, and Route 9. So we are here on day one of soccer tryouts, and things are just wrapping up right now. Looks like the coach has told the players to do a few laps around the field. So the players are going around the field. And, of course, we know there are a couple players. Bo Ashani, of course, he is our star goalkeeper, all-county. And Andy Kirby, all-county sweeper. And future valedictorian of this high school. I don't know if they let him give the speech, though. Weird, weird thing. Again, as if you don't know, I can peer into the future, folks. Well, it looks like the players are circling the field. And for some reason, my eyes are focused on one young man who's, yes, he's wearing basketball sneakers, folks. He's wearing basketball sneakers, and it's not helping him get any traction out there on the grass. I don't know why he came to soccer tryouts in basketball shoes. And the players are turning the corner, and for some reason that young man I'm watching is, well, he's broken off from the pack, and he's running out to a, looks like a white Ford Taurus wagon. Wow, that's a big, ugly car. Looks kind of like a Shamu. And he got into the car, and, well, the car's backing up, and looks like that kid's not on the team because he just ran off the field during laps. All right, well, I've been Roy C. Ketchum Jr., just hanging out here at the park, at the college, I mean the high school field, watching the tryouts for no reason whatsoever and broadcasting it to you. Don't forget to buy a car at my dad's place. All right, thanks. It's a true story, folks. I tried out. I actually got confirmation of this from my friend Jay the other day that I did try out. We couldn't figure out what year it was, but as the coach told everybody to take the field and run some laps to finish up the tryout, I don't know if I had done two laps of the three or one lap of the five or no laps. I think I had done at least one because my side was starting to hurt, and I hope I could get one in. Saw my dad's car pull up, and I was like, well, I don't think we're going to be buying any soccer cleats. So there you go. All right. That was our show for today, folks. Again, I am not going to announce our address for our Patreon until I need it. And then I'm going to expect everyone to just put hundreds of dollars into it. But at this point, you can't even find it on there. So no announcement of that except sort of some forewarning, depending on how long this all goes. And if we get, you know, I'm expecting big payouts. Big payouts. Big payouts. I don't know why. I just am expecting it. Anyway, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show on Twitter or the_sports_dump on Instagram. I got to put more content up there for you. And also, you can go to thesportsdump.com, and I'm going to put a Tom Brady article I wrote a little while ago back up at the top of the page. So you can look at that. It's evergreen. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.